rising up like pedestals on the sea. The stars were high, the stars were fine, they're utopia. Where's that we are hoping we could be? I'm cracking up, I'm losing hope. I found a place, I found a home. I found a place, I found a home where I can be. I'm cracking up, I'm losing hope.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio. This is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Amy Rude and Heartbeast. I'm loving it.
Thanks, Dan.
You sounded great.
Neighbor Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not neighbors. Only are you a doctor, but you're a neighbor too.
I love walking by your place and hearing the piano.
Yeah, I've been
hearing the guitar. Mostly the piano lately.
Yes, a lot of piano lately.
No piano tonight, though.
I couldn't fit it in the door.
Are there tracks? I just received your album, so I haven't heard it yet. Are there tracks on the album that have piano?
No. The piano thing, I've been playing piano for two years now, probably. But no, I didn't put it on the record. We didn't have a piano in the studio where we recorded it, and I didn't compose the songs on piano, so...
And where did you record this?
We recorded it at Jim Waters' studio, mm-hmm. Waterworks, which is great.
Yeah.
Fantastic absolutely. Place to record. Mm-hmm.
I'm so impressed. You have had a steady stream of albums. Two years ago, maybe, give or take? Was it Heartbeast?
When did Heartbeast come out? Yeah, 2008, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great.
I try to record like once a year, but then it'll take... For me, it takes a really long time to put the stuff out, so it's on average takes about a year to do anything with it.
But you do a lot in your life. It's not only about the music. Music is a part of your life, but you do a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we don't need to go into all the details. I'm just saying you're busy.
No, I'm busy. I'm like one of the few people, in Tucson that have jobs.
You got a job. Yeah.
Just kidding. Not a lot of people. We all have jobs here. But yeah, it's a full-time job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They said summers off would be good for it, for the music.
Oh.
That's why I chose it, mm-hmm. teaching. But mm-hmm.
it's been pretty good. Is it good?
Yeah, I've managed to go to Europe once. And
did you tour?
Yeah, in Europe a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. We're twice, and this time last year, I toured in Europe. I toured with some Italians mm-hmm. in Europe.
The Italians are fun.
The Italians are great. Mm-hmm. So I have a band of Italians there, and I had a crazy experience there.
Was it Amy Rude in the band of Italians?
No.
No.
But mm-hmm. it was. They were Heartbeast too. They turned into Heartbeast. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let's introduce the band.
Yeah, let's do that. Well, longtime collaborator Vicky Brown on violin and all sorts of other apparati. So she plays violin and sings on the record. And then Ryan Eggleston.
Hi.
Longtime friend and collaborator. And Ryan and we've been playing bass together. We've been playing in this outfit for the last almost year.
I guess so.
But we've been friends for a long time. And then Johnny O'Halloran, and he's been playing drums for about the same amount of time.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Amy Rude and Heartbeast.
Uh-huh. It's the Heartbeast. And then Naeem Amor, of course, and he can't be here tonight. Mm-hmm. He's fallen a little ill, so.
Aw.
Yeah, so get better, Naeem.
Absolutely. But you still have a really nice full sound, even without Naeem. Although he always adds so much to any project.
I always try to overcompensate when he's not around. Do fancy licks and stuff.
So let's talk about this new album.
Okay.
Tell me about the inspiration and just more about it.
Let's see. Well, the record itself was a collection of songs that were... I wanted to get a little bit more rock and roll on this record. So Heartbeast, we recorded with Nathan Sabatino at Loveland, which was really cool. And we worked with this guy, Kramer. And so the album ended up having this really sort of cool, mellow, subdued sound. But then I wanted something a little bit more raw and a little bit more live sounding. So I wrote songs that just were a little bit more sort of straightforward rock and roll songs in an effort to just get a little more expressive in a rock and roll sense, in sort of a pure rock and roll way, to be able to kind of just write rock and roll songs, just with no genre attached after or before rock and roll. And then some heartbreak ensued somewhere in the middle, which, produced like three good songs, three golden heartbreak nuggets of songs. So that's always good, you know? A little heartache in every record. A little inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. Aw.
It's okay. Everybody's looking doe-eyed at me right now. Uh-huh. It's okay. It's natural, you know, pattern in life.
Sure, sure. And so heartbreak was in the middle, and then what's at the end here? More rock and roll?
Yeah, more rock and roll. Yeah, I don't know. It was a fun record to make. We made it kind of in the wintertime, and we made it with my friend Arthur Vint, who is from Tucson and lives in New York now. And Trua played bass, who plays here with Howe, and who else? Chris Black was on it, and I can't think of, I think that was it, and Vicky and Naeem and myself, yeah.
All stars, really. Yeah. I mean, yeah, everyone. Definitely. Everyone.
Yeah. So. It was a lot of fun mixing the record. So we kind of did it. We took a long time with it. We took about a year. And the one thing I like about Jim Waters is he's just so creative. Like, we had made the record and we had all this like mixing to do. And I went in there one day and we listened to the first track and he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "I just hear barking dogs at the end of it." And instead of being like, "Okay, you're totally crazy. We have a lot of work to do." He said, "What kind of dog?" And I said, "A small terrier, sort of running down a winding path." And he said, "Okay." That was the first thing we did, was mix some barking dogs into the record, into the song.
Where did he get the dogs?
Oh, you know, computer-generated dogs.
Oh, computer-generated dogs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Were they terriers?
It was like a white little, you'll listen to it. It's
okay.
Like, it's like, you can see it. It's like Dorothy's dog, like, and to me that was very important, and Jim went along with it, and I think that's a sign of a great engineer.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love the artwork also on the album.
Thanks.
Tell me about that.
I just really like that stump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I made a screen out of that, like a silk screen out of that stump. And then I really love old photography, so I've just been and I like these sort of lines. There are all these photographs with these sort of lines radiating out of everything, like halos or radiation or something. So I like to render old photographs with lines, and so that was some work I was doing during the time when I was recording the record. And then that's my first Photoshop experience that my friend Laura from Silver Thread Trio helped me.
And I like the orange.
Yeah, I like orangey red.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's very vibrant.
Yeah.
Has a scent, has passion to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the album's getting released and officially this Sunday at Plesh. I'm sure you're getting to that though.
No.
Oh,
not
you weren't.
Really. No.
So it's an official release, and it's this Sunday at Plush. We're playing with Scout Niblet from Portland.
Yes.
Who we've opened for a couple times. She's great. Really love her music. She's kind of one of my top favorites. Mm-hmm. And so that's exciting. It's cool that she's going to be in town, so people should definitely come out. And the record will be officially released then.
Mm-hmm. Available.
And available in a tangible form.
Wow. So we're talking about your new album, Amy Rude and Heartbeast. Can you hear me crying through the walls?
Through the walls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. It's so morose.
That must be part of the heartbreak in the middle there. Oh, no.
I don't know. You know where that song came from was a couple years ago. Chris Black had this night at the Red Room on, was it Tuesday nights?
Wednesdays. Ashes of Love.
Ashes of Love. And so we were playing this such heart-wrenching country. So I actually wrote that song with a clean heart and a happy heart, but just inspired by those nights of the Ashes of Love. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then again this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
That would be the 17th of October.
The 17th
you're
going to
be at Plush with Scout Niblet, and you're releasing this album that I have in my hands right here.
Yep, in your hot hands.
Yes, yeah. I just got the copy tonight.
You're the first one.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
In fact, that's the only one.
Really?
Sure. So when the CD release happens, what actually happens is we just pass it around and share it. Well, it's kind of a, you know.
Bring your own CD burner.
Yeah.
Have you received the shipment yet of the 500 or 1,000 or whatever
you ordered?
Oh, I
don't receive any shipments.
No?
I am a factory.
Oh, you are.
I put all of these CDs always together by myself.
Really?
So tomorrow night, actually, we're doing it. Vicky.
It looks
right?
So professional.
So
yeah.
It really does. It looks great.
I mean, we got it ink, but that's the first one I've ever had anything printed on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm moving up.
Yeah, you
moving
are.
Up in the world.
You are. So we're going to, you're going to play a couple, maybe three more songs.
Yeah.
And we'll talk some more. And then you'll either play more live or else I'll go put on a couple tracks.
Yeah, maybe it'd be fun to highlight something off of the record.
Sure. Sure.
On the record.
But for now, we'll play live, maybe three more songs, and we'll chat some more.
Yeah, we'll play. Two of the songs we just played are not on that record. They are on the upcoming record. And so we'll play the next three songs, which are on the record.
You're listening to Locals Only, live in Studio 2A. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm here with Amy Rood and Heart Beast, and we've got some more live music for you right now on 91.3 KXCI.
What's this one called?
The song's called Bloody Eye.
All right.
Your bloody eye was made on the train tracks when you came to town by the bougainvillea vine. Your friends, they all work for you 'cause you drink too much. Yeah.
Well done, Amy.
Thanks.
That's great.
Friends. This is a song.
Oh, boy.
That's for the next one after that. Oh. This is a song called Cracked Atlas. And it's about, you know, there's a lot of metaphors in this record about like the sea, the ocean and the sea and being separated by oceans. So this is sort of about that. Is like marmalade. And one day I'm gonna turn him on like a rock and roll radio. Thank you. And those are the cracked Atlas blues. That's what happens when Atlas cracks in half.
The world doubles in size.
Atlas has got blues now.
Has nothing to do with Ayn Rand. I've never read Ayn Rand.
Don't bother.
I was like, that's what everybody says, so I figured.
It's interesting, but it ultimately not.
Yeah.
You end up throwing the book across the room. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like people, the Tea Partiers must read Ayn Rand, right?
They must, yeah. And you don't need 800 pages to say the message that she
right.
says.
Kind of like Moby Dick. You don't need that whole part about whales, you know? It's like they just take that out.
If they would cut out everything about whales. And
I could get through Moby Dick.
Just start with Ishmael and end with... and it'll be ended.
Anyway, this is Crying Through the Walls. Can you hear me crying through the walls? Can you hear me crying through the walls? Can you hear the horror that sounds? Sounds like nothing else. Can you hear me crying through the walls? Can you hear the happy times I've had? Can you hear the happy times I've had? Would you let me know when they're around? Would you let me know when they come around? Can you hear the happy to see the hat that's on my head. Can you see the lipstick on my lips? Can you see I'm dressed now to impress? Can you see I'm lonely like this? Can you see my dog? Can you see my darkness? Can you see my darkness? Can you see my darkness coming through the walls? Coming through the walls. Can you hear them crying through the walls? Can you hear me crying through the walls? Can you hear the fist fight that I have fight with myself? Can you hear me crying through the walls? Through the walls. Through.
Locals Only, live in Studio 2A on KXCI. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm here with Amy Rude and Heartbeast. Wow, that's the happiest sad song I've ever heard.
It is a happy, sad song. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's redemptive, you know, I think. It tries to be.
Sure.
I like songs that show both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can be sad, but also there's some hope there. There's some brightness there.
Yeah, I can't get enough of playing Wild Horses right now. That just seems to me that I'm nuts about that song. It's like the most ideal happy sad song, I feel like.
Yeah.
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 I've been playing that one a lot.
let's talk.
Play it on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll play it on Sunday.
So, again, I'm here with Amy Rude and Heartbeast. You have a brand new album out.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Can You Hear Me Crying Through the Walls? And you just played that song.
Yeah.
The title track.
Yeah.
From your album.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We did that on purpose.
And you have a CD release show coming up. Talk about that one more time.
Okay. Well, we're playing at Plush on Sunday. It's standard time, 9:30, I think it starts. And we're playing with Scout Niblet. And she's from Portland, Oregon. Oh, I mean, she's not. She lives there. But, yeah. And she's great. She's a phenomenal guitarist and drummer and songwriter. And she should not be missed. I mean, she's just... I've seen her several times. She did a great album with Will Oldham a couple years ago. And she's done stuff with Hal Gelb. And, yeah, she's great.
How did it come about that you two got paired together? And then it was also your CD release show.
I just asked because I like her a lot, and we've opened for her, I think twice, have we? I think it's been twice. And, it just seemed like a good pairing, and it just, the CD was supposed to be released a while ago, and then it got delayed, and so it just seemed like, might as well just do it.
So you just set that as the goal. That's going to be the release.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think it would have never happened.
Sure, sure. That's a good use of that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
And it's kind of fun to, I feel like, you know, to be a supporting act and then have your CD release. I think that's kind of novel or something, or, you know, kind of like come get the record and then see somebody who's really a great national act and support that too, you know? So. Yeah.
I noticed that your music is a great mix of folk. You have a lot of acoustic instruments. Blues and rock and roll.
Yeah.
I love that. Can you talk more about that?
About like the blend?
The blend, yeah.
Well, I don't know, Ryan and I have been playing the last couple years just playing a lot of songs together, like good. I've been really inspired the last couple years by just playing good songs and kind of just enjoying playing with people and enjoying having sing-alongs and playing around the piano and just sort of trying to, it's going to sound like really new agey, but sort of get into the essence of a song rather than to always be mired in your process or something or your own music, and to be sort of focused on that. And when I kind of let go of that focus or that hyper focus on my own music and just started listening a lot to and learning songs, it became so much more fun
to play. And so this band is just really a lot of fun. I feel like we have a really good time. We laugh a lot and we work hard too. And and you know, I think all of us are all in different bands too. So we all bring something to the music that we do in our own other music worlds.
And so you said sing-alongs. So tell me what happens. People come over and sit around the piano and sing along?
Like to a song?
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
Throw songs out that out there, I should say. Not throw them out. But,
yeah.
Just sing.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what a concept,
what it's
huh?
For.
Yeah.
What right. It's for in the first place.
I mean, it's right. Sort of so. My, you know, the generation that I, safe to say that we come from probably, you know, it's like music is one generation removed, I think, because it's lost its sort of social function. Like my grandfather was a guitarist and a clarinetist and played in his brother played fiddle and they would play music together. And so that's sort of a lost, I mean, it's not lost, but I feel like our generation or a generation before that, you know, baby boomers, it's just, we haven't had music as a social centerpiece in our lives. So it feels really good to bring that back in and have people just come over and sing. And yeah. I love it when somebody says they can't sing. I think that's baloney. You know, I think everybody can sing, and if everybody learned something, that'd be good too.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm hearing is, again, kind of a sing-along. And I think you bring up a good point about, for instance, let's say 100 years ago, you couldn't turn on the TV or you couldn't turn on the radio necessarily and listen to music. You would have a piano and sit around the piano and sing songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
If you wanted music, you had to create it.
Yeah.
Or go to church.
Go to church. Go to the public house.
Sheet music, too, yeah. In those days.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sheet music. Yeah, the sheet music was right. Was a big deal.
And the focus just on a single song rather than this sort of artsy concept of an album and, you know, just the essence of just one song, I think is really important to think about, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, with music, there's the whole commercial aspect, too.
Yeah, that exhausts me. I get really tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, I'm bad at it. We don't. You? None of us have seen.
Is that you, Vicky?
That was Vicky.
Yes, that was me.
Farting from her mouth. That was her mouth, folks.
So we've got about 6 or 7 minutes left, and I was wondering, you want me to play a song from your album, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, because if I keep talking, I'm gonna get kicked out of my own band. Yeah, what should we play off that?
Well, what you could do is you could give me some walking over to the broadcast studio
okay.
music.
Okay.
And I need to pick something, I don't know, it's about a 4 to 5 minute song somewhere in there, something like that. So.
There's Cement Summer.
What, yeah, let's play it? Cement Summer.
Cement Summer is good.
Yeah.
Naeem's represented on there too.
Yeah, we need to represent Naeem.
Okay, that's the last track on mm-hmm. your album, Can You Hear Me Crying Through the Walls. I'm here with Amy Rude and Heart Beast, and I'll go ahead and play that song.
Okay.
Can you give me a couple minute something or other to walk over there, like a
sure.
little instrumental something? I know you can do this. Yeah.
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 Okay.
So, but before you do, I am Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only on 91.3 KXCI. We're live in Studio 2A. I'm here with Amy Rudin, Heart Beast, and you've got a CD release show coming up this Sunday at
That's
Plush.
Right. This Sunday at Plush. Oh, can I plug a couple
there.
Other things?
Sure, absolutely.
While we're at it.
Yeah.
So we're playing also the Club Crawl at Sky Bar on the 16th. We're also playing at the Red Room this Thursday, the 14th.
That's our practice.
That's our practice. So if you want to come see us practice at the Red Room. And then... in November, we actually are going to start a piano sing-along night at the Red Room. So there's going to be a book, and people can come and sing and play whatever they want and sing along. So that's coming up.
Thank you so much for coming in, Amy.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks, Dan.